It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yes. Welcome to another episode of Animation. The squad is three quarters back. Ice actually had to go, man. We were having some technical issues. He's not actually here. He was doing it remote. So he had to peace out. But myself, Brennan, Rob.
Yo. Yes, sir.
And we got a special ho-ass guest.
Man, I thought he was going to say.
Our guest ain't shit. I didn't want to say his name. Can we just keep going?
I just felt like I thought you guys were both going to say very different things in the beginning.
Some people call him Chaz. I call him Thaz. Uh-huh. He knows why I call him Thaz.
Formerly known as Thaz.
I call him ugly.
Damn. Jesus.
I love Chaz, though. I'm sorry. Damn. I'm really mad at Chaz.
I get
that
it.
That was worse than my body shaming comment
what
about
What is
you.
The Chaz and Brennan beef? I don't know.
Would you understand. Like to explore well, Chaz? Would you
wait,
like to?
Wait, do you even have time?
Give us like a 5 minute.
It's way shorter than five minutes. Okay. But cool. I think he's about to squash it right now. So go ahead, Chaz.
Wait a second. First off, there was Chaz and Brennan beef before the actual.
Well, Brennan's kind of got beef with everybody.
Well, I know. That's true. So it's not like.
Not Chris?
Yeah,
give it time. Give it time. Give it time.
By tomorrow,
he'll find something.
But he'll sign your check and you'll be friends again. So let me apologize. So last time I was here, I had recommended Swords of the Immortal.
Blades of the Immortal. You don't know the name of the show.
It's been a minute, guys. Blades of the Immortal to Keenan. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I also said when I was here last time that I did not know you guys did a deep dive that you guys do. You guys analyze every episode.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I was telling Keenan, just watch some cool shit, right?
What was cool? Okay, go on.
It had moments.
So, mind you, dog, like, I told them also, I said it wouldn't have been a thing if I had to stake my reputation on. I said, no, it wouldn't have been that, right? So I was like, I didn't know the extent of how you guys
All right,
dove
so I got a question then. Mm-hmm. If you were to stake your reputation right now, Brennan, I'm going to recommend an anime to you that's not one of the mainstream anime. Give me my recommendation right now.
So, and that's hard to do because I think Jujutsu Kaisen was brand new when I said it last time. So I don't think it was even done yet. So
Jujutsu Kaisen?
Yeah, whatever.
Man, he's bad with names. I thought we were bad with names. Jujutsu Kaisen.
Hey, excuse
it's
me, guys.
Jujutsu.
Jujutsu.
That's what I said.
It's a jujutsu.
Nobody likes you.
I like you, Ken. And then cool. I said Mob Psycho, but I don't know if these are like mainstream. Those are the ones I like. You know what I'm saying? I don't really count as like mainstream.
You know, not as many people have seen Mob Psycho as I would think.
Mob Psycho is great.
Yeah,
it's a really love good Mob Psycho.
Mob Psycho is fantastic.
So anyways, I was saying like, hey guys, my bad. Like I had no idea. So I said I formally apologize for what.
You don't have to really apologize.
No, I'm going to formally.
You know how much of our time
it was like
he wasted
five,
on that crap
It was like a five-part
podcast. It was the worst. It was
like
so much of our
two
time.
2 hours per podcast.
Because like it was mad episodes. It was like 24, 25, 26,
and just,
something like
that. It's the worst.
Right. It had moments, man.
The dude was the worst fighter. Like,
he couldn't fight for shit.
But see, and that's what I liked about it, because my man was like, ew, I don't need to train.
He doesn't need to be good.
I'm like, immortal.
I just die and I come back when they walk away and they think I'm dead and I stab them in the back. I was like, that's great. I love that he was just like, I'm not training to fight. Everybody, that's my secret weapon is that they think I'm dead.
He had 100 so years funny. Or whatever it was. He had
all he does is fight.
He could have trained 20 of them years and been good. And yeah. kept,
I feel
kept
like
he
was
the worst.
And I thought that was so funny that my man was like, I get in all these beefs, all these fights because I can't. But it's like playing with kids, like playing hoop with Usain Fatal. He's like.
No, for
like,
me,
I mean, can't got him. I'm
no,
not
for me,
practice.
It's like I've never trained or carried a sword in my life.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like I feel like I could have rolled up in his world and gave him the business.
You could have.
You
could have.
And he's the protagonist of this
and
show.
And then you would have walked away. He would have stabbed you in the back.
No, I would have cut his head off and throw it away. Like that's what I would have done.
Oh no, man!
I like heads cut off, and I'm gonna throw it over there. And
you
wouldn't
have known.
That
you would have stabbed him in the heart.
You would have thrown it in the ocean.
You would have stabbed him in the heart, thinking it was all good. Walked off. I won. I'm the best.
Yeah.
What?
So we're here today to do what?
Well, you know what we do. We do one off. We talk our shit. We talk, do our debates, man. And we're gonna make it quick today. Make sure you
accept my apology. I'm sorry, Kenny. You just accept my apology.
It's ruminating.
All right.
Anyways, join our Patreon.
Thank you for the apology.
My pleasure.
Join our Patreon.
It's so great that you apologize. I'm sorry. I can't.
Trying see, to make cut his mic, Cam. Cut his mic.
Here's the thing. See,
cut his mic.
I was nice because I was going to do that same thing to the apology. That's why I cut it off at the beginning. And then I was like, you know what? I ain't going to be petty today. And you just.
Your beard looks nice today, Keenan.
Join our Patreon.
Huh? It does look different.
Doesn't it? It looks
nice.
I cut it
short.
Way shorter.
It was starting to get too tangled.
It looks really nice, man.
No. Shut the fuck up. Don't do that. Don't try to pamper me up. I know Brennan's game. Brennan's really good at being like, he can compliment you, but hey, man, you know, make you feel good. It was an authentic compliment, though.
It's a nice compliment. It was such a good compliment that Cameron jumped in on it. Like, actually, Brennan's right.
Okay, yeah. I got to accept Bill compliments. They feel good because I don't have any hair up top.
Brennan's kids are going to be so fucked up. You did all this wrong, but I love you. Like, oh, thanks. I don't just want to earn his love.
It's going to be a hard time to earn my love. I'll tell you that.
1 year old. Can't even hold a controller yet. He's just like, yeah, you piece of shit. You suck.
You play Smash Brothers, though? Like,
right,
what's
right.
up?
What are you doing, 1 year old?
And they're going to be the best ever at everything because they'll lose all the time.
They're going to sink or swim, bro. You know that, right? It's going to be one of those things where they're going to be either amazing at the shit, one of the best in the world,
they're going to
hate you. They'll be great just trying to prove.
If they are coming for me, then there's a high probability they're going to most likely. Me and my father, on both sides of my family, everybody's competitive. Yeah. So there's a high probability the child will also be competitive.
True. You know? Very true.
Brandon would see that as a win, though.
I mean, right.
Oh, yeah. Sure
he would.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Back to it again. Join us on Patreon at patreon.com/animation, S-H-U-N. Oh. Animation at S-H-U-N. So patreon.com/animation.
He buffered all the way through that.
After you iced the kicker like 6 times, what do you expect?
He's icing the kicker.
Hilarious.
That was a great one, Rob. So patreon.com /animation, S-H-U-N. Please join us, man. It's only $5. You only have one tier. I'm telling you, man, you guys get, you know, the live podcast. You get to chime in, talk a shit with us. You can even throw in a question, and we might accept that question. You're going to get bonus content just throughout the month. And you're going to get a nice, dope movie night. I'm doing a movie night this month also. I forgot what it was called, but it was one of the, if you are into Patreon, it's one of the four options about it was like a sword movie. That was pretty
Blaze
pretty
of the
dope.
Immortal movie?
Is it a Blaze Yo, of look what Chad B put
Chad B put the loading circles.
How did he even do that?
He put the buffering in there for you.
Is that my new emoji? Is a buffering?
Oh, my God.
Be. Oh, fuck.
That's hilarious. Amazing. Thank you, Chad.
These are the kind of things we have in our chat on the Patreon.
Yo, yeah.
The Patreon people pull up.
I've buffered probably like the past 4 or 5 episodes, too, if you didn't watch it. But thank you, guys. We're going to do Bleach episodes 9 through 12. So Bleach episodes 9 through 12. Rob, you want to hit us with a recap?
I will do the recap. I'm going to speed through what I have here. I'm not even going to read most of it, so if I forget something, please forgive me. But Ichigo obviously is just finishing up his duel with Saito. He heard about the hollow that just showed up, so he goes to rush and save his sisters, and kind of on the way, you know, Ruki is apologizing for all that. So they roll up, and it's this hollow that's known as the Grand Fissure. Mm-hmm. And Ruki is just like, ah, man, this guy's been around for 50 years. You know, he's been killing people all over the place. And the way he does it is he uses this lure he has to look like other people, lure in people with high spiritual abilities, and then kills them to take their power. And that's exactly, they figure out exactly what happened to Ichigo's mom, because the lure he's using is the same woman that Ichigo had seen the day that she died. So obviously he's pissed. They go to fight, but he's just completely overmatched, fighting with his rage, not with his head, and the Grand Fisher's just toying with him. When the Grand Fisher goes after Ichigo's sisters, Saito steps in the way, sacrifices himself, which Ichigo's just like, I was just fighting this dude, what's up? And he's like, you know, it's a Soul Reaper's duty to protect people. And, you know, that really hits Ichigo. He's just like, all right, I'm going to fight this dude one-on-one. Everybody just, you know, Kone, get my sisters out of here. I'm going to take this guy just by myself for my mom, for honor. And Ruki is just like, you know, I can't step in. This is an honor thing. Like, I got to let him go. Mm-hmm. And so, again, you know, Ichigo is completely outmatched, and the Grand Fisher reveals his ultimate powers that he can change the lure to look like anybody, and he makes it look like his mom. And at first, it's just like, you know, he's completely beside himself, but apparently also he retains the spirit of the mother within his body, and she's able to take control for a moment, and it's just like, Ichigo, I'm proud of you. I'm so glad I got to meet you. Please go live your life, you know. Go be happy, essentially. Like, you don't need to worry about me. Mm-hmm. And that's enough for Ichigo to, like, all right, I'm going to get in the zone. Stabs through the Grand Fisher, rips his sword out the side, wounds him, and the guy just, like, he runs off. But Ichigo's too hurt to go follow, so he collapses. And as Ruki is kind of holding him and healing him, you know, Saito comes up and is just like, all right, you guys are a pretty good team. I'm not going to split this up. They'll find you eventually, but it's not going to be because of me. So he takes off. Ichigo ends up having like a really good heart-to-heart moment with his dad at the mother's grave and is kind of just like, you know, his dad's just like, this isn't your fault. You don't need to hold on to this sort of thing. And, you know, just, you know, live a long, happy life, die after me. This is essentially what his dad says. And then he, you know, kicks him in the back because it's his dad. But he essentially says to Rukia, you know, like, because he knows she's nearby listening, I want to stay a Soul Reaper. I want to do this. I have to beat the Grand Fisher or else there's no way I can, you know, face my mom in the afterlife.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Going on to the next episode, they're basically all the whole cast of characters is at this like haunted hospital because there's a TV show in town and there's this this TV psychic named Don Kanonji who's just like, you know, one of those ghost hunter type shows.
First black guy, guys.
I didn't know he was black, dog.
It was Don Cornelius.
He's the first black dude.
Yeah. That's where I thought the name came from. I was like, well, they did their own Don Cornelius, man.
But, yeah, so they're just chilling at the hospital. This guy's about to, you know, get rid of some spirit that he says is there. Ichigo says to Rukia, like, is this true? Is this haunted? And turns out it is. Essentially, there are a type of souls that can be chained to a place if they've got a strong attachment to it. And because they don't move around, the Soul Society doesn't pick them up. So it's one of those things that, like, yeah, it's here, but we can kind of handle it later because these things take a long time to turn into hollows. So we can kind of just wait for everybody to take off.
Yep.
But it turns out Don Kanonji, it can see spirits, but does not know what he's doing.
No, he has no idea.
And when he sees the spirit with like his, you know, he still has his chain in his chest, but he just shoves his staff into the guy's chest and is like circling it around. Mm. So Ichigo tries to intervene because obviously this is a bad situation, but security tackles him, tackles Rukia. And the guy manages to pry the chain out and the spirit just goes nuts. And turns into a hollow. But luckily, Urahara's there, knocks Ichigo's soul out of his body, so he's able to, like, at least go into his soul reaper form. And the two of them end up going into the hospital to follow after the hollow. And at first, it's, you know, they're kind of just like, hey, I'm the one that's protecting you. No, I'm the one that's protecting you. But as they kind of explain their own, you know, philosophies,
motivations,
they end up actually kind of finding a mutual respect, you know.
I liked them.
Ichigo is, he's trying to protect people, and Don Kanonji is just like, I'm here to motivate kids and show them like they don't need to be scared of things out here. Like, I can, you know,
respect that,
you know, I can really motivate them, show there's nothing to be scared of, and make them braver. And
did that guy genuinely make anybody else laugh?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, 100%.
He was very funny.
Yeah, he was great.
You could be my princess. I was like, I'm done.
So, yeah, they team up to fight the hollow, and while people are all waiting out, watching outside, and it turns out he does have very mild spiritual powers. Like, when Ichigo is, like, trapped to, like, a wall with, like, a bunch of spiritual phlegm or whatever.
He did the weakest little.
Yeah, he's got, like, his whole, like, spirit bomb attack. It's this tiny little marble of, like, an energy beam.
That moves super slow and just, like, boop.
But it's enough to help Ichigo out. He kills the hollow, or, you know, purges the hollow. And as he disappears and they see that guy's spirit again, Don Kanonji has this moment where he's just like, oh my God, I've been messing this up the whole time. I'm the worst. And Ichigo motivates him. He's just like, no, look at all your fans. Look at all those people you're motivating out there. You're a good dude. Just keep doing the good fight. And of course, Don Kanonji's just like, yeah, you can be my apprentice. You know, let's team up again sometime soon.
Right.
So it seems like he's made a new friend. Next episode, you know, they're all getting scolded at school for embarrassing the school on the national television. They get away, and because of Rukia having some quick thinking and, you know, having some crocodile tears. But as they're walking away, all the kids are kind of like, man, that was crazy. Rukia gets a call on her phone, takes Ichigo, they have to go away. And everybody, especially Orihime, is just like, are these two dating? Like, the rumors are starting to spread like wildfire.
Pull up, though.
But when they get to where they're going, they find a spirit, but no hollow at all. And they're just like, you know, what's going on? The hollow, he was so scared, he had his eyes covered, but, you know, he has no idea what happened. So, but we also find out, as they go into school the next day, you see the school rankings. Turns out, Orihime and Ichigo, much smarter than you might think, both in the top 25 of their class. But the guy at the top of it is this dude named Uryu, who
Ishida.
Nobody really has any idea who this guy is, especially Ichigo. But he's watching him from the shadows. He's keeping an eye on him. He's watching everybody. And Rukia gets another notice on her phone. They go head off to go see if there's a hollow there. But instead of there being a hollow, it's Uryu waiting there for him.
Yeah.
And he kind of explains, like, I don't like Soul Reapers, and I especially don't like you, Ichigo, because I'm from this you know, tribe. He doesn't really get too much into it, but he's just like, you know, you don't know what you're doing. You're a poor excuse for a Soul Reaper. I'll show you how this thing is done. Pulls out like a light bow and just destroys this hollow from like long distance.
Loved it.
Pretty yeah. Dope. Ichigo tries to talk to Orihime. It's just like, you know this guy? She's like, yeah, he's in the, you know, crafts class or whatever with me. And so Ichigo follows him around. She points him out and Ichigo follows him around. And Uryu's like, he knows he's there. Because he's able to see the spiritual energy, those cloths that Ichigo's only really been able to see once. And what Uryu doesn't, or what he points out to Ichigo is just like, not only do I see yours, but everybody's is a different color. That's how I knew you were a Soul Reaper to begin with. And that's how he knew that Rukia was one as well, because their spiritual cloth is red. But he, while that's going on, Rukia is talking with Urahara, thinking maybe her phone's broken. But it turns out, she finds out is that actually Uryu is from this tribe of people called the Quincy's. And he is probably the last one. And the reason they got wiped out is because they also went into, they also fought against the Hollows, but instead of purging them, they would just kill them outright. They would just kill them altogether. And we don't know who did it yet. I mean, I have my suspicions, but somebody went around and wiped out all the Quincy's except for Uryu. So back with Ichigo and Uryu, he challenges Ichigo to a duel, which he reluctantly accepts after he gets goaded into it. And Uryu takes out some hollow bait, breaks it up, and it starts this invasion of hollows just into
what
the city.
What an asshole. Yeah. Oh, you think you're stronger than me? You think this your block? All right, cool. Block's on fire. What's up?
Boom.
Like, who's going to put out the fire? Bet you can't with your little punk ass. Like, that's pretty much what he did.
Yeah. He just put it out the quickest. That's ridiculous.
It was so stupid.
Just challenges him to a kill count. Like, whoever takes, like, 24 hours, whoever kills the most hollows.
Which makes you wonder, how long does this bait last? Yeah. 24 hours?
A whole day.
You don't even get to sleep? People are going to die.
Yeah. And so Ichigo's a pissed and goes to attack Uryu at first, but then he realizes, like, oh, this is going to go after people with high spiritual energy. He wants to go save his family, and which Uryu says at that point, like, he realizes Ichigo doesn't know there's a bunch of other people around him that can detect spiritual energy, that have high spiritual energy. And at that, we see Tatsuki and Orihime kind of both are able to see spirits at this point, but on top of that, so can Chad, who basically is in town when a hollow comes in, starts attacking him and his friends. He can't see the hollow specifically, but can kind of see its outline. So he decides, like, all right, this guy's following me. I know, because I've dealt with these hollows already at this point. So I'm just going to lead it somewhere else. He leads it to a park where Ichigo's sister Karen is playing some soccer with her friends. She can see the hollow and is just like, you know, what are you doing? Helps this dude fight this thing because he's fighting completely blind. But when when they team up, he's able to dodge the attacks. And then, unfortunately, when he attacks back, he just gets absolutely knocked aside. And when he does, he's like passing out. He has this vision of his past. His grandfather was his grandfather or his uncle. Do you guys remember?
I'm not sure.
I think it might have been his grandfather. Basically telling him, like, Chad, you know, you're a strong guy.
Who's his grandfather?
His grandfather. So he's like, you're a strong guy. You shouldn't be using your strength and your stature to, like, hurt people. You need to be protecting people. And that's kind of why he hasn't been somebody that's retaliated before, as Ichigo's pointed out. But now with this happening, Chad realizes it's his job to protect, to use his strength to protect. So he wakes up, runs at the hollow, smashes that thing, and when the smoke clears, that thing has gone flying, and he's got this giant, like, all this armor on his arm, and he's, you know, he's able to fight hollows now. He's able to see hollows.
Jax.
And he goes, yeah. So he goes after this thing and just absolutely pummels it, demolishes it, but of course he gets hurt in the process, and Karen goes off to find her dad. Meanwhile, basically, Orihime and Tatsuki are cleaning up all this glass at the school from this attack that's going on. And we see that a hollow is standing up above the building watching them. And we can only imagine that they're probably going to be next on the menu.
Yes.
And so that's where we left off in Bleach episodes 9 through 12.
Thank you, Rob. Man. Quickly recap. Oh, under 20 minutes in this bitch. Probably, Rob. Like, what? What, 15 maybe?
I was trying to keep that tight as I could.
That's a lot to go through, bro.
Yeah, no, and Rob has his shit written out.
You deserve
out too.
That water right
yeah.
there.
Thank you.
Hey, Chad, are you back in the space now? Do you know where we are?
Yeah. It's been a while since I watched it, much further ahead. So I had to come, like, all the way back. But I remember, most of that. Like, the names, I'm always like, I remember Chad because it was close to my name. He was a big, strong guy, myself. You know what I'm saying? So
a wide, strong guy.
Resonated. Yeah. I don't think the wide was necessary.
I have no comment.
Come on, Brennan.
Oh, man.
At the end of the day, I think these questions, I think you could still probably be able to answer. Mm-hmm. I think they're pretty straightforward. So first question on the menu, since Brennan wants to be a dickhead.
How am I being a dick?
First question is, would you rather be a Quincy or would you rather be a Soul Reaper? Me personally, after just watching even this one episode, I personally, just off the rip of Quincy, because you get to stay in your human form at all time, and you get to still see and do work and kill what you got to kill. Because me personally, right now, I'm sure later on in the episodes, later on in the series, that in Bleach, he can probably find a different way to probably get out of his body and do what he has to do as a Soul Reaper. But as of right now, I don't like that, you know, I forgot her name, but the girl has to pretty much...
Rukia.
Mm-hmm. She pretty has to knock him out of his body so he can go to work. Like, that's...
I mean, the only other thing he has right now is the stuffed animal.
Oh, the little stuffed animal thing.
He, like, reaches into his head and pulls out the little mod soul thing.
Right, and I saw Cam pull up to the mic, so you were...
No, I was just saying, well, part of that's because Rukia gave him... He's got Rukia's spiritual power.
Eventually he gets his own. I'm guessing he gets his own.
I'm
not saying any of this. But okay.
That's why it's hard to answer, because I go like, I don't explain things to you guys.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, this question is hard to answer, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so understandable.
I mean, I know my answer, but...
Understandable, but as of right now, at least from what I've seen, in these 12 episodes that I've seen, I would rather be a Quincy in a sense of how I watched him. I can't remember this guy's name either. But when he came out to
Ishida.
Work... Ishida. I was like, this dude is out the gate. I was like, fan. Love this guy. No, besides being an asshole for crushing.
No, he's an asshole
for that.
No, he came out dope. I mean, you know, the Quincy's are dope and they get doper. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They definitely get doper.
Okay.
So then, because you watch it, you go like, this dude's incredible.
There's definitely some, who do you want to go next, actually?
I feel like you want to go next.
I do.
Okay.
I'm going to counter it. I'm going to go with Soul Reaper. simply because I'm a sword hoe. Like, if I'm going to have powers and stuff like that, I want a sword. They got a little bow. You know what I'm saying? I'll take the sword.
I agree with you, but for different reasons. But
yeah, the sword and the keto. You know, it's like, we've seen Rukia a bunch of times just, like, start, you know, chanting things and then, like, fireballs and shit come out of her hand. Right. And, you know, from what we've seen thus far, she seems like a weaker Soul Reaper, to say the very least, even when in this Shikai form or whatever she's in. So you have to imagine what possibly could come from those kind of powers later. We've just seen more powers from Soul Reapers. And as well as, you know, I also, you know, if I can pick, I would rather, like, be able to know that I'm exercising these demons and sending them to a better place or a second chance than just killing them in vengeful spite kind of thing. Because, you know, as they said, when the mask goes on top of them, they lose their sense of self and their sense of all these things. So it's not necessarily them doing it. You know, it's just like them being taken over and they can be saved. Okay. Whereas the Quincy's were just like, fuck this noise. You killed one of somebody I know. You die. So for me, I'm like space for redemption.
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't mind that.
I know you don't. That's why I wanted to bring up that point.
I'm not saying I don't mind it fully, but
we're going to get into that later.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. But Rob, go ahead.
I personally, based on what I've seen, I'd rather be a Quincy just because there's less red tape. You know, like, all of a sudden, all we know at this point is the Soul Society has a ton of rules.
Yeah. I think you guys will change your mind when you get deeper into it.
Maybe.
Because I'm with Brennan. And I'd definitely be a Soul
That's
Reaper.
That's a really good point, though.
It is a great point.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't have to worry about that. I see a hollow. I'm just going to, it's on site, and you take them out, and
it's
then that's it.
On site.
It's on site.
I love that.
You're out of here.
Don't mythology. You hear Rob? Yeah, when Rob says it, it makes it sound like it's on site. Like, yeah, Rob, it is.
But for me, I also, personally, I think the light bow is pretty cool. I like bow and arrow.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty dope weapon. I mean, I haven't done a lot of sword fighting in my life, but I've gone to a Ren Fair and fired a bow a few times, and that shit is really fun. So I would absolutely do that.
You look like you would go to a Ren Fair and fire a bow.
I had a bullseye. I won a contest. It was great. They chanted my name.
I'm a black belt.
Some dude in a frock bought me a beer. It was a great time. Yeah, it was awesome.
Rob closed his eyes, went behind his back.
Legolas,
All right, without giving up too much, what about you, Chaz?
I'm choosing Soul Reaper. Because you guys don't know yet, and I don't want to spoil much, but a lot comes with it. Like, you just get deeper into different dynamics of spiritual connections. Does that make sense?
No. Yeah. Yes and no.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes
I get no. it.
It makes sense to him. So because, so you know, because he's further along than they are.
Because I just want to say, like, the like their weapons are special and they're special for a reason. Yes. You know what I mean? So that gets different. And
yeah. Then, that
and
alone.
So once I saw that, I was like, oh, Soul Reaper all day, baby. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it just gets. You know, I mean, but you'll see it, and you'll be like,
the question doesn't have that particular.
Not that I've seen that. Not in that same way. Not okay. in that same way. Like, granted, my man gets dope because even that same character. You know, as any anime, people get better as they go on, right? So
yeah,
you
should have had some moments for sure.
Yeah, so you see cats evolve. And
have
but, you
seen
know.
Any of his moments yet?
Yeah,
okay. yeah, yeah. So, yeah. so but when you watch him, you go like
84.
Yeah.
Oh damn, you moving, bro?
Yeah.
You're where?
84. Episode 84.
I don't know where I'm at.
Season 4-ish.
I don't know the number. I just got like I know what happened, but I don't want to say where I'm at because
that's
you know,
okay. That's yeah, okay. Next question. Next question. All
right, next question. So, do you think the Quincy clan was wrong for killing the Hollow Spirits, Rob?
For me, I see where Brennan's coming from with the redemption, but I'm just like, nah, whatever. Just like get rid of them. Like they're past at this point. Like some of them maybe are, like maybe they had a bad situation. Maybe they like, but even the dude that we saw in the hospital was an asshole before he got turned into a hollow.
Yeah.
He's like screaming about how he's going to use the hospital to make him rich. Fuck that dude.
Or Hime's brother.
Even him.
What if
just...
your dad was turned into a hollow, Rob?
Yeah, your father.
You just...
That's a big what if.
Rob, do you love your father?
I do love my father.
I love his father too.
Yeah.
But I don't think my dad would be a hollow. I don't think my dad would be a hollow.
No, but he didn't. No, have a he choice. Would though. No, the thing is like you see how you hollows are made. It's just like if you have something unfinished and you stay in that.
Would
land
you rather
for too
have
long.
A Soul Reaper or a Quincy?
Or unless you're an irredeemable asshole like a serial killer, and then apparently you just become a hollow.
And then you go, but when you get exercised, you go to hell.
But that's why I'm just saying, like, all right, just kill him and let's see what happens.
No, there's nothing that happens after you kill him.
All right, well then, sucks to be them. I'm just saying, like, after they've done all that, like, they've gone completely off the rails, like, and the hollows are killing their people, I'm just like, I don't blame them for going and just taking them out.
No, I don't blame them, but, okay, I'm sorry, it's your turn, Tom.
I'm just saying, based on what I've seen so far, and Orihime's brother was just like also like a little weird, like a little clingy, just like, all right, dude.
He deserves to die?
I'm not saying he deserves. Well, he's
yes,
already.
You are.
He's
you are.
He deserves okay, to die.
He deserves to die
say,
and hope he burns
I'm
going to
say he's already dead, number one. Number two, like,
he
if
he's
if he
clingy,
goes
so let's just get rid of him.
Or just get him out of here.
He loves his sister so much, he should totally be a.
I mean, I don't have any siblings, so I can't relate, all right?
Wow. Like,
I'm
just,
like, only fucking damn. Child energy right there. That is
shit.
Only child energy.
Get him out of here.
Energy.
Move on.
Oh, wow.
I'm not she'll sharing my love with you. He goes, Rob.
That's what I'm saying.
Perfect.
I'm not blaming the Quincy's. Not yet, anyway.
I'm just going to go over what I guess I was going to kind of say before because I know I let y'all get in because I know y'all feel y'all got opposing views. But, yeah, I'm kind of with Rob, too. It's just like, get these guys the fuck up out of here, man. Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Y'all did, and majority of the cases, it seemed like these hollows did some type of dirt. So, I mean, if you got to go, you got to go.
All right, let me say, like, has everybody caught up on Demon Slayer for the most part?
Yeah, we're all done. Yeah,
okay. As in, like, the manga.
Not
just
the manga.
Yeah. Right, okay. So, Demon Slayer. So, one of the best things about Demon Slayer was that when my man is exercising these demons,
oh, gosh,
you always learn yes. about the demon's yeah. backstory. Yes. And you go, yes. it's not necessarily their fault that they're like this. Right, mm-hmm. But a lot of these times, I don't think Bleach has gone a lot of backstories on actual demons.
They've
of
done a couple,
like
just
done
one
a
or two,
like a yeah.
right?
Yeah,
so, but Demon Slayer was always like, this is why. So by the time that he let these guys, you know, into their spirit realm, it was like, go with peace, go with God. It was like there's another level of just of this life that they have to live, right, in the spirit. So again, I'm so upset that I agree with Brennan so much because this is not how I wanted this day to go at all. But I go, yeah, bro, because there's another eternal life that these guys have to go live in. You know what I mean?
And, understandable.
And to give them that peace on their way is a blessing way more than it is for, like, but like also when you look at a Soul Reaper's job, you go like, yeah, dude, we're not just, you know, getting rid of these guys. We're like sending somebody on into a peaceful afterlife, which is forever. That's
I guess if I'll ask a question every time before I do this. Or what's going on, man? You a serial killer? Yes, I was.
No, but the thing, I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm with Chaz. I don't think if I have the option of destroying you with a sword, but that doesn't actually destroy you. It sends you to the Soul Society and mm-hmm. gives you a second chance. And it does, it's a sword of judgment. It's not an indiscriminate sword. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are bad, you go to a bad place. Mm-hmm. If you are good, you go to a good place. And you guys are just saying, nah, kill them all? Like, I'm not with that life.
The Quincy's got what they got. Like, if they but had the a is, sword or they had a bow that allowed like, that to happen, I'd okay, cool, to, but they don't. So, I mean, they got
to
go. They
I'd
had
be
the
willing
message.
To bet.
They only had the means
but
that
you
are
saw
available
what happened to
them.
The Quincy's because of it.
But you get to choose is the problem. You're not like, oh, I'm born to Quincy. It's like, oh, you actually get to pick right now, Rob.
Yeah, we're like, talking about if you get to pick.
Like,
you
actually get to pick. Like,
and you're okay, saying well, I'm picking Quincy life. Like,
that's a previous question, yeah, though. This question, you're asking me if I'm judging the Quincy.
Thank you, Rob.
No, I understand what yeah, they I'm come saying, by. No. I understand how they got to that conclusion, but after they encountered Soul Reapers, I'm guarantee you the Soul Reapers are like, hey, like, y'all don't have to do it like this. We can give you other weapons so that you can actually do it like this.
Nah,
they're
we're
like,
good.
Nah. We're good. We're going to kill him anyway. Yeah, exactly. We're good. So why do you think there's no more Quincy's? You know what I'm saying? Because like, attitudes like that.
Well, if you ask me a question, do I think that the whoever, and I guess, like I said, I have a very strong suspicion of who it was that eliminated the Quincy's. Who do I think is more wrong for, do I feel worse for the Hollows or the Quincy's? I feel worse for the Quincy's.
Well, I'm not, you know, yeah, if they got destroyed, like, for sure. But at the same time, like, we're not talking about that. We're talking about, should they be killed like this, like, just murdered and destroyed or given a second chance?
I'm just saying if you
and
have
you're
no
saying
other
no,
option,
they shouldn't
be
given another chance. Well, if you got no other option, it's going to kill you or you got to kill it, then yeah. But what I'm saying, though, is like, I guarantee you Quincy's at some point had an option. Like, they can figure it out. Like, if they're smart enough to figure out how to fight with spirit particles by themselves, then I'm sure they can figure out how to get you onto the next life.
All right, we gotta keep it pushing.
Maybe.
But I see what you're saying.
maybe.
Next question is actually this question is actually by Ice. He's not here, but we're gonna ask this question anyway.
Don't nobody like Ice.
What has been your most competitive moment? I'll let y'all think for a second.
Like, ever?
You can put it ever. I'm gonna say my most recent, to be honest. For me, I'm gonna do my most recent because there's different moments.
This isn't Bleach related anymore.
No. Well, I guess because this is a competition in the sense of like, remember they had a competitive moment between the Quincy
and he's asking
a question from that in the sense of like, all right. So for me personally, right now, I'm actually battling my brother's wife in the Apple Watch health.
Oh my god!
And
you're getting destroyed.
And no, I'm not getting necessarily destroyed, but. This shit makes you, like, you get obsessed. Like, when I was in Phoenix, I was going to the gym at, like, 7 a.m. to knock all my shit out. Because you only get a certain amount of points anyways. But the first night, I wasn't able to reach my points because I was traveling and doing a whole bunch of shit, getting ready for the show. And then she got the max 600. And she's never not got 600. So she just not let it. All she got to do is not let me catch up. And I'm fucked. But it doesn't matter. Like, yesterday, I went to the gym because I didn't have my points yet. I went to the gym around, like, 10 p.m., they're like, I got to get all my shit. I don't care. I don't care how tired I am from flying all day and having to do a bunch of stuff. I'm still going to do this because I still want to see if she slips up and loses, and I can get that W.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my most recent, but I have other ones. Jazz,
but it's not your most competitive moment. That's
I said most recent. I did my most recent because I have multiple competitive moments.
Because if you're really trying to win, you like break her leg or something like that.
She's in Kentucky. So
well,
like,
you would hire somebody to go
just like
do
Nancy
it.
Kerrigan.
Yeah,
like,
you'd be like, hey, no, I'm really competitive.
Let me tell you something. I'm that competitive, but I'm also, I love my brother, number one. Number two.
You gonna let family ruin winning, Keenan? Where's your competitive spirit, bro?
I mean, money. I'm not gonna spend money for somebody to do that shit. That's a waste of money to me.
You don't want
to
win.
Go ahead, Jazz.
I'm talking the most recent.
Most recent. You can be your most competitive.
Yeah,
I just did my most recent.
And my eyes would go back to like wrestling and shit like that. Like I knew who I had to wrestle in high school, like a high school capital conference and shit like that. Like I knew I had to go up against. And then so you just train after a certain point when the season's over, you're just training for that match.
That one person
for the showdown. Yeah. For the showdown.
Who was it? What was his name?
I he wasn't even there. I had to wrestle somebody else and I won. But. But I lost in the finals to somebody else. Mm. So I was like, I got second place in our conference, and which is cool, but sucks because you have to lose to get second. It's not like you win a medal, right? like had I won, I would have got gold, right? I would have got the gold medal, but then I lost, so I got it was close, but it was like it sucked because you had to be up there and like, hey, too. I'm like, I fucking lost to get this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have it. Like, I never even kept it. I don't think I even took it home with me.
Really?
I was like,
you're one of those
this.
Guys. If you lose, you don't even win a medal at all.
But because I didn't win, I lost.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I won the silver.
But I'm saying you went up to that point.
So if you get if you got bronze, if you got third place, you win because you lose one earlier, but you win to get third.
Oh, okay. I got what you're saying.
So I lost and got second. So fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying. The last match he played, he lost.
Yeah, and that's my last match ever. You know what I mean?
Oh, that, that was on your soul. No pun intended, bro.
So you're training,
Did you just lose it or you just get whooped?
No, it was close. It was like a really good, it was one of those ones where I'm like, yo, he was the better wrestler. He got me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was taller. I was wrestling at 171. So I'm short for 171. Mm-hmm. But I'm really strong, really short. I have an advantage. He just had this really, really long fucking reach, and he kept doing this ankle pick. And I've never had anybody that long who kept doing this thing. So he was going up on points. So it was like, oh, you got to pin him. I had a fireman's. I was like, oh, but it's not enough points.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So
I
said so many things I didn't understand.
Well, you know, it's just moves.
Get the context.
Yeah, but it was just kind of like, so I'm watching the clock run down, and I was just like, bro.
You know what this sounds like? Whenever Chaz goes, he's going to be a hollow because he's not over this shit.
Yeah, he's going to be waiting by the gym, just sitting there, just like, nah, he'll be here. Yeah.
Well, because when I think about competition, I go like, damn, had you not took it easy on this sprint, would that made a difference? Had you not took it easy here, you know what I mean? Had you went to the gym earlier, like, what was he outworking you? Because I don't want to get outworked.
Yeah,
that's when I feel like a loser. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Had you won and it was like, but I was like, did I even do my best?
Yeah.
Nah, I wasn't at my best. I was like, there's another level you could have got to.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, sorry.
I'm going to let Brennan go last. I feel like he has a good story. Not saying that Rob doesn't, but I know Brennan has a lot of table tennis stories and stuff like
Brennan
that.
Brennan has a lot of competitive stories.
But Rob, go ahead.
I mean, I don't know if this is just what first came to mind. Back in college, obviously, we were like to do lots of parties and hang out and blah blah blah. But we beer pong was like a big deal in our like group of friends.
Yeah,
and people had like we had like teams that would reunite like party to party or whatever. And a person that I used to go up against, who we all know here, is Tony Valentino.
Because
he and I were roommates in college. We hung out a lot.
Oh.
And I remember it was one particular party. Tony was, like, running the table. Like, he and his team were doing really well. And, like, he was beating everybody. And he was talking shit, like, you know, really getting into it. And he had just beaten my team. And I was just like, Tony, like, you know I could beat you one-on-one.
Ooh, shit.
And he was like, no, dude, that's not going to happen. And I was like, all right, we're doing that next. And, like, we broke out, like, we had, like, these red and blue light bulbs that we, like, put in the fan. So, like, we had, like, you know, blue on one side, red on the other side. We were playing, like, epic music in the background. Everybody was standing around the table. Yeah, just doing all that. And we did a one-on-one match, and I beat him. And I felt so good about that. That was like, oh, man, like, I threw the gauntlet down. I told him I was going to beat him. And I beat him.
Where the fuck is Tony V at when we need him right now?
Can you corroborate the story?
Yeah.
Do you ever bring it up?
I think he would still remember that.
No, I mean, do you ever bring it up? Do you ever bring it up? Like, hey, Tony, hey, calm down.
Check yourself. Yeah.
I don't have to.
Beer pong 2006.
Hey, Rob. Oh, he fucking knows.
Oh, he knows.
I got to give him that look. Go ahead, Brennan.
I mean, as Rob and you guys said, there's many, 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 many that I could speak to because I'm an extremely competitive person. But I'm going to go recent just because you did, Keenan, because that made it way easier for me.
Mm.
This past weekend, I got to take the pleasure of going all the way up to a place called Idlewild, California for this young man here's bachelor party.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations.
Rob's bachelor party. He knows where this story's going now.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you
very much, Brennan.
Oh, wow. his friend Bob brought, you know, cornhole.
The animosity on Bob's hilarious.
Yes, he brought cornhole. So same guy, Tony Valentino, and I decided, well, we'll be on a team. Let's go ahead and play cornhole.
Tony B's pretty
What
good.
Happened, Rob?
What happened was me and my other buddy Keith were the only people that beat them that whole time.
But what happened though? That's it?
Yeah, that's what happened.
So we all together, we played for the entire time we were there.
Okay.
We lost one game in the middle of a match. Is the only time we lost. We won everything else. So we played the one he's talking about. We were playing literally proclaimed by Rob. Fuck y'all. Let's play a 2 out of 3 match. We won the 2 out of 3 match. And then we proceeded to win every single other game that we played against anybody else that challenged us for the entire weekend.
And like, listen,
I can corroborate the story.
The feat of them being able to run the game is commendable.
And also, there's one story that I'd like to add to this as well. Is that
I'm not done.
This is my time.
I'm not done. That was commendable, but also I want to point out the fact that it's not like we had like a bunch of other like
there was 11 people
sets.
There was 11 people there.
There was one set, so like if they win, they stay up. Mm-hmm. So they're up there just
for
like,
multiple days,
warmed up.
For
and
multiple
other people
days.
Are coming
days.
Up there yeah. having not played the entire weekend are just like, all right, well, let us get a game in. And then since they've been up there for hours, they know the exact distance. They've been playing for days.
I mean.
No, my favorite part
was. Are you supposed to beat that?
I looked at Rob. I remember there was one moment when I was talking shit to Rob and I looked at him, I held him, I was like, I'm going to make this one. And he's like, no, you're not.
That sucked.
he's like, no, the fuck you're not. I was like, I'm going to make this right now. You shut up. And he was like, you're not going to do shit. And I was just like, boom. I bust that shit and just looked at him. He was like,
there wasn't anything I could say.
It was
that.
So bad. Rob was having a really rough time at cornhole, and that's the only reason I wanted to tell
that story. It was not my weekend.
Him and his fiance broke up because of that. You know that, right?
No more wedding. I can't do it. I have to concentrate on my cornhole game.
Rob left her up there.
It's always great when the competitive story includes people in the room. Right. I love that. So next question: Do you believe in battles of honor, Brennan?
No, I do not. I do not believe in battles of honor. Like, because what I consider a battle, an actual battle, like if it's like, to take it a step further, if it's in video games, if it's in something that's not for real, yes.
Gotcha.
100%.
Gotcha.
I will battle for honor. I will, yes, all day. But when it's like, we're about to like literally go to actual battle because they're talking about life and death in this show. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, don't save your friend. Even if you do save his life, he will live in dishonor for the rest of his life. Like, no, I want to live the rest of my life and try to get out of this dishonor.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm about to lose and die to somebody, I don't care about honor. Yeah. I don't. I'm just not that guy. I'm not the guy that's going to be like, well, I must, you know.
I can always kill myself later if I don't
that's an excellent point.
I can always just die and get out of it.
If the dishonor is that bad, yeah, I will commit suicide later. But for me, like, no, I do not believe in that simply because I believe that the ultimate honor is, even if you do something bad, is to live on and make up for it. You know what I'm saying? To be able to do whatever it is to remedy that, to be able to help others, love on people. Like, there's always a way to bring back your honor no matter what's going on. And death is just an endpoint that is, you know, like trash. Mm. So for me, no, there's no battle of honor. Like, if we're battling to the death, I don't care what it takes. I don't care if I get people, snipers come in and just shoot you in the middle of the battle. I will not care. Because I'm like, this person or thing was trying to kill me. And so they are dead now, and I am happy because I'm alive. Who cares about honor?
I can just see Brennan on the ground like he's faking like he's dead and have a drone controller.
Who flies a drone with those noises? Like, an orgasmic drone?
I said you're on the ground. Like,
every time, every single time. Keenan does any interaction, like, this is what Brennan's gonna do. I always sound like that. He's like, yeah. Like, when have I ever made those sounds? Every time.
Brennan comes in the morning. Sup, guys?
Right? That's the caricature.
Hey, I'll see you guys later.
I don't know why, but it's so funny to me, dog.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
I'm about to eat this burrito.
Go ahead, Rob.
Do I believe in? I'm actually with Brennan on this.
Yeah.
Where I think there are certain circumstances where certainly, like, there's stakes, there's rules, and like people shouldn't interfere. But if it's to the death, like, I mean, I don't think there's anything more precious than life. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like to keep on living, to be able to keep on being in the world, like that outweighs a lot of stuff. And like it kind of what it makes me think of is something I brought up a lot recently, especially with Brennan, is Ghost of Tsushima, where you play a samurai and like it's all about the way of honor. Mm-hmm. But in the current story, like, they're losing a war. Mm-hmm. And so for them to be able to turn the tide, he has to basically do underhanded things, like sneak into a base, stab someone behind their back. Mm-hmm. And dealing with, you know, that effect on his honor and what that means and his legend and how people interpret his story and whether it's worth that to win and what does that turn us into. Mm-hmm. And the idea of just like, you got to live or else that could be the end of everything. Mm-hmm. Right. I think, you know, when it comes to that, like, living is the most important thing, especially if it comes to, you know, the erasure of your life or your culture or your society.
Yeah.
I like to just point out that Rob would get a Ghost of Tsushima's reference in here. And the only reason I say that is because this dude is literally trying to get me to buy a PlayStation just so I can play this game.
I mean,
he has been so persistent.
Bro, if you can find a PS5, I'm all in, bro. It's so hard to get.
I don't know where anybody is getting these.
It's a beautiful game, though.
It's so hard to get.
It's a very beautiful game.
Go ahead, Chaz.
Fuck honor, dog. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not trying to fight fair. I know.
Yeah.
Why? I don't do it in video games either, bro. Like, if somebody, if something lags, fuck that. If somebody lags, I'm like, hey, bro, get a better connection. What you want me to tell you? Like, that's not my fault that I planned ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's like those people who get to, like, they're in war.
Better internet.
Yeah, and you get, like, if you're in a war and you get there first, right? Like, there was something like how Ali got to Africa first and when there was the Ali Bumbaya and all that good stuff. I'm like, you should have got there earlier.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have the advantage. That's how I win. I have the advantage. I don't care if you lose. No.
No.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I won with honor. I won, bitch. Really goes, I won.
Winning is what matters.
Once you said it was with death, I'm with all you guys. We all agree on this. Once you say it's to the death, like, it's survival of the fittest, bro.
I don't care if it's beating an old lady to the last cookie, bro. Like, you should have two healthy legs or send someone else younger.
Wow.
But let me say, I think, before I forget to say this about Rob's point. Damn, I forgot what Rob said again. But Rob said, yeah, you fucking messed my whole brain
up.
My
bad, though.
Damn it, Rob.
Put the emojis in the chat.
Damn it. Yeah, put the buffering emojis in the chat.
Come on, where are the buffering emojis for Keenan?
God damn it. I had a good point.
Probably wasn't that good.
And thank you guys, Chaz. He'll be exiting the room right now. His moment is over.
Actually, I'm about to exit the room.
Oh, you gotta go. Go.
Brennan's got his heart out.
So thanks, guys. Appreciate everybody being here. I hope. Actually, I really want to know what you guys felt about the episode, but I'll just
give us your score then.
Give us your score, your quick score.
Do you guys remember what our scores were last week by chance?
Nope.
No,
I do not. Like, I think it was in the 65s.
Yeah, this was pretty good. I'm gonna give it a 67.50.
Okay.
Simply just because, like, I liked the advent of Ishida. I liked the mom being brought back into it. Like, these episodes are actually, like, you're into it. At least I was into it. I was like, this is pretty good. And it feels like the show is building on itself and getting better.
Yeah.
Which it constantly does, as I'm sure Cameron will tell you. Like, this is, still don't remember any of this. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
From everything I've seen, I'm like, I kind of remember.
No, but what I remember is this is kind of when it started gaining traction.
Yeah.
Like, now we're getting deeper into these characters and moving towards a
common. Now they're starting to show, like, the friends who have spiritual energy and stuff like that. So it's about it's about to get real. So, yeah, I'm going to give it 67.50 and say that it only gets better from here. I'm really excited for you
guys.
Okay.
Very nice.
Swear. All right. Next question. Let me. I guess I kind of remember my point. It's what you said. You said about oh fuck!
I forgot again.
Where's the buffering?
Oh, you said okay. You said you know when you it's all about survival and you know you want to die like dying with honor. And it's just about winning.
Yeah.
The thing is, when it comes to even history, it's like the winner dictates what history is. You know what I'm saying? So like we always hear about like when people are like the Romans and other people that won these wars.
Yeah.
We don't really know if any of this shit is as true as they say it is.
Of course.
No, you know? Say most historical wars, the body count is all inflated because everyone was like, oh, there were thousands of people there and we won. They always said that.
I understand, but it might have been the Romans might have fought 30 motherfuckers and it was like, hey man,
30,000.
Yeah, it was like 300. We went with 300 or went with Spartans. It was just like, yo, y'all went with like 300,000 the first time and you fucking wiped the floor with them and then
it was 300 left. And then they ain't fine eventually.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. They held out a night.
It's all about if I win, I'm like, yo, man, shit. I had to fight 17,000 motherfuckers at one time. I just did this miracle move, my eyes closed. Yeah. Nah, yes.
I've definitely lied about beating up more than one person at one time in a fight.
And you
three of them.
But here's the thing, any fight that I've heard anybody ever get into, like you when you hear their version of it, it's way inflated. It's it's not 100% the same as when somebody that spectated was like, nah, it didn't really go that way. It was a closer fight. But anyways, next question. And maybe y'all might understand this better, but in watching this, this is how I took the question. What would your weapon be if you were a Quincy? So I assume that if you were a Quincy, there's different Quincys that have different weapons. So maybe they don't, because in the show,
from the show, I've not seen anything but a bow.
Right.
So I mean, I didn't get there yet. I assume that there's a possible, but so I guess the question could be, if you had a choice, what would your weapon be? If you were a Quincy, if you had a choice, so you can actually get to choose your own weapon. This is actually a pretty hard question. The bow is actually solid, to be honest.
I mean, it's a good choice.
It's long range. If you need to take it off and even be short range, you can just use literally the arrow itself and stab a motherfucker in the neck. It's like you don't just need. It's that's why I kind of like it. It's a dual shooter in a sense.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Machine gun count? Can you?
I guess if you could have anything.
If you could have anything, I mean, technically.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the best technical advance.
Well, Chad is a gun enthusiast.
This just makes sense. I don't want to reef in these bows. Let me get these bullets.
Shoot out these spiritual bullets. Yeah.
Smart.
I'm not wasting. But when I thought about Soul Eater?
Which
when
one?
He had the guns.
Oh, yeah. He was the one with his pinkies. Yeah,
I was like, oh, it's a great weapon.
Yeah.
I would have picked guns. I'm like, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's true. I was starting to.
They're easy to carry. You can put the holster on them. You can always just reload.
Your aim got to be good, though.
Huh?
Your aim got to be real good.
Depends what you got.
I can spray and shoot.
Shotgun it. You ain't got it. Automatic.
Yeah.
Spray and pray.
We don't know. If the Quincy's hit like a regular person, I'm assuming it doesn't do anything. Does it do something to them?
Ah.
I don't know.
Can you?
Brittany would know the best by now.
Would, but
yeah.
That's a good
then you
question.
Could just spray your bullets wherever, and whoever you hit doesn't matter.
It's that'll be actually amazing. You just ain't got to have no.
Yeah.
That's yeah. That's,
shooting everybody. Everything.
I picked a shitty weapon. Fuck. God damn it.
You're
Rob,
like bow and arrow. I'm like, it's 2021.
I was
kind of
like
a BF-50 bomber.
I wasn't even thinking about guns, but go ahead, Rob.
No, I mean, you make a great point, Chaz. But I'll probably stick with something a little bit more traditional like Keenan did, if only just because, I don't know, it fits with the theme. But I'm waffling between two choices. I'll just go with what I was originally thinking. I'm going to go with the second choice. I don't know exactly what it's called. I believe it's in Chinese martial arts, but it's like basically a rope with a dagger on the end of it.
Yeah, I saw Shang Chi.
That's exactly what I was just thinking.
Yeah.
So I saw Shang Chi.
That was on my mind too because I just saw that.
That shit is so cool, and especially if you have like the weighted
one
on the other end.
You gotta watch her IG, like the girl. I forgot her name, but just watch her training videos.
Man,
when you're a beast with that thing, it's a different level.
Just called dagger rope.
Yeah, just swing that thing around. Like if you have the weight on the end, you can use that as a bludgeoning weapon. I think it's versatile. It's cool. Like, and you can do a lot with it. It's flashy.
Didn't a girl from Blaze of the Immortal have one of those or something like that?
No, hers was the she was dope.
She was
like
double
broken like in threes or whatever.
Yeah, she
oh,
was.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Blaze of Immortal.
You'll be pleasantly surprised when you see the other Soul Reapers because there is somebody who has one of those.
Sweet.
It's such
a fun weapon.
So they actually get different weapons.
Oh, yeah. Well, the swords evolve, so you get so they all kind of start as a sword, and then you get like
that's
an extra
how I was saying
thing.
Like once
Pokemon.
You once you get into it, you'll be like
honestly, the swords are very similar to Pokemon.
Interesting,
because you'll see it and then you'll be like, oh, I'm going to Soul Reaper. You'll be like, all right, that's dope. I'm doing
okay. I'm actually gonna probably skip Isis next question so we can get going through this.
Okay.
I guess we can go to Brennan's question.
Yeah,
just real quick, what did you think of the first black character, Don Kananji or Kananjo? What I don't know, whatever his name is. I didn't know he was black. I didn't know he was black. That was my first. But I think I'm glad that he was funny. They didn't seem like they made him stereotypical because I know how you know anime can do that. But I wonder.
It's Bleach. Yeah, I'm trying to think what year Bleach was around.
Like, yeah.
It was like early 2000s. Like 2003 to 2000.
They should know better by then.
But let me ask you this, though, Cameron. Chaz. You don't have to spoil anything, but does he continue in the series or that?
Yeah,
is he a
one comes up. He comes up in like your one-off stories. Is he
Mr. Satan pretty much?
No, I don't really remember him a whole lot. He wasn't ever that important.
He's in like side stories.
Got it. Okay. Well, yeah. I actually wish it was like a character. I guess there is more black characters in Bleach from what I hear.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There are some very powerful ones.
Yeah, because the guy from 11 had like a whole shirt.
The shirt, of all the mentally characters. From Bleach. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Chaz.
Yeah.
What you think
of the first black character?
Oh, I go, okay. Because, you watch some stuff, and I always wonder, are shows just trying to give you one because they're black? I will give them one. That's why I feel a lot.
Yeah.
Right? I watch a lot of stuff.
I get that from an American standpoint, but I don't think in Japan they're like, oh, well, we got... Like, I don't know how representation and that exists in other countries, so I don't know if that's their thought process.
Well,
like, oh, we need to have...
Because when you watch Naruto, it was a long time before somebody black came in, and he was like... And he was rapping and shit. He was like, hey, we'll take it, right?
I heard he was dope, though.
He was great. You just go like, yo, you don't see a lot of black characters, and like, Dragon Ball Z had... What was the dude's name?
Mr. Popo.
And then you go like... Hey, right. Well, we're here, right? Yeah, okay.
Right here.
So when I see him, I go like, had it been chick from Hunter x Hunter, you go like, yo,
give her more shine, let her be a beast with them guys.
But then you see the dude from there, just go like, I hope they're not just doing it because it's like, let's put a black person in there, that'd be fun.
All right,
so kind of trash.
I really liked him as a character. I thought he was really fun. I thought that episode was a really fun episode to watch, especially because I was like, I assumed he was going to be like a Mr. Satan character that was kind of just like, an asshole, not really helpful, doesn't actually have any powers, doesn't know what he's talking about. But to me, he actually is more of like a Reagan, where he's just like not necessarily as tuned in as the main characters.
I was just going to ask if you guys watched Mob Psycho.
I didn't fully finish season 2.
You finish season 2?
You gotta.
When I was watching season 2, I didn't like it.
Oh, you gotta keep going. It's so good.
I accidentally watched season 2 first, and I was
really?
How far did you get into it?
Oh, wow.
I felt like I watched the first 6 episodes or 5 or 6.
That's surprising. When I started it, I couldn't. I had to. I finished it in like a weekend.
Yeah, it was great.
I'll rewatch. I mean, I'll give it a chance. I
give
love
another
my
shot because the like even like the first season, the first few episodes are kind of just like them kind of doing stuff, and then it hits a point where it just fucking takes off.
Yeah, crazy. The final arc from the first season repicks back up, and you have to finish up what everything.
So I might only finish the first three episodes, and that's probably where I was just like, all right, this shit is just.
Yeah, there are a couple episodes where it's just like now we're gonna do what we're gonna live with Mob and like his personal life, which is not as action packed.
Yeah,
it's funny though.
Okay. It's funny. I know that show's hilarious.
I love Mob
Psycho.
Oh,
it's funny though. Yeah, season one was amazing.
But yeah, no, I like him as a character. He's funny, and I like that he has good intentions. That he's trying to do the right thing. He just doesn't know how to do it. But now that he's learned better, he's just like, oh shit, like okay, yeah, I will do what needs to be done. I think he's a cool character.
Okay. Next question. Before that, we got one audience question right after this. But next question is. What place / location do you think you could be chained to as a spirit? So, you know, in the show, there was a guy chained to where Don Kananji was. He was chained there. What place do you think you could be chained to as a spirit, Rob?
I wish it wasn't this, but it's got to be the Dome in Syracuse. And that's because I'm absolutely brainwashed to love Syracuse athletics. My mom works for the university. My parents both grew up in Syracuse. Like, my mom was pregnant, like, cheering.
You went to Syracuse, didn't you?
What's up?
Need to go to Syracuse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I went there. Like, I loved watching the sports, the teams there before I went there. I still watch them now. Probably talk about them way more than anybody else that's attended the university. Just because, like, I've been, like I said, completely indoctrinated. But when they win, I fucking love that. And I just would love to just, like, hang out and watch the games, like, in the afterlife. Just hopefully put a few more banners up in the rafters, you know. Be a great time.
Carmelo, Syracuse?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
I could see Rob just being there, just like, go! Like, with the shirt off, with his painted and everything like that, the hollow.
Let's go! Chain all wrapped around the dome. Yep, that's me.
Chaz, go ahead.
Mine's probably is this place called Harriet's. Mm. It's Harriet's Cheesecake. It's an amazing...
I knew you had a food spot in you. I knew you had a food spot.
Yeah, Harriet's Cheesecake would probably be the place I'd be just like, hey, what you guys got? What kind of flavors you got there? Yeah, I'd be trying to eat people's cheesecakes and shit as they leave. So I'd definitely be... Hey, Cheesecake Factory, Harriet's Cheesecake, wherever there's
cheesecake.
Wherever there's cheesecake, I'm haunting the shit out of it. I'm there.
Ah, man. Now that I'm, I guess, a hollow or a spirit or whatever... I can eat whatever I want. Mm. I'm going to chain myself to Chick-fil-A, and I'm going to eat that bitch on Sundays. That's what I'm going to do.
They're not open on Sundays. How are you going
to
eat that?
Well, I'm going to make whatever food I want to make because there's food in the refrigerator.
You're going to be in there doing cooking. So when they come in on Monday, they can't work?
No, they can't even get... They can't,
what happened to all our supplies?
There's
where's
no
all
more
the food?
There's no more burgers. There's no more chicken.
So you can't have Chick-fil-A on Mondays?
I'm going to purposely just... destroy all the lemonade.
That's what you just change Sundays from Mondays.
Huh? I mean, he can rotate Chick-fil-A's he goes to.
Can you?
Yeah.
You have to be chained to one.
Well,
I'm
chained to one.
Sorry. Which one are you chained to?
Is location that important?
Yeah, kind of. I'm just curious which one he goes to out here and which one he would chain himself to.
Because there's a lot of out of towners that are in Hollywood that I just don't like out of towners.
So you do the Hollywood.
Oh yes, I'm making you guys can't fucking eat. You come back on Monday. Oh yeah, Sunday
you're
was closed
down. You're
shutting
down Chick-fil-A. It's already closed on Sunday.
Do you
2 days people
there
can't
may be
Chick-fil-A.
No inventory left for you to destroy.
Do you think the frosty machine at McDonald's is always broken because the spirit is fucking breaking that shit and trying to keep it for closing hours?
Yo,
yes, Rob.
Oh man,
yes.
Just occurred to me. They
really need to go send someone in and investigate.
Get a spirit
that
investigator.
I want. Has any of the characters died from like the Grimace and all them guys? Have any of them died or something like that?
Died, but
maybe I don't know.
They're not around anymore.
They're just not around.
Yeah, they're just not around.
Ronald McDonald took care of
him. He seems a little creepy anyways. All right. Well, we do got an audience question for you guys. I forgot. Who actually asked this, Rob?
Oh, my bad. Let me scroll up a little bit, and why don't you ask the question, and I'll get the credit. So, I'm sorry. I found it already.
Mercedes Jameson. Thank you, man, for this question. Have you ever had to work with a Don Kananji? And like you say, you pull up to a job, someone tries to put you on or some shit. Like, yeah, this is how you do everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And you were actually better than them at the task.
Man.
Jazz.
I've been the Don Kananji. I've been the guy that be like, yeah, man, so you kind of just do this. And most people, if you just look like you're busy, most people won't even really bother you,
true,
man.
True.
I've been that guy plenty of times. Mm. All the jobs. So, what was the question?
Pretty much, have you worked with the Don Kananji, and then they were trying to put you on and teach you, but you was like, bro, fuck, I know more than you.
Nah, I've always been the dumb one. Usually.
Myself, I mean, I just go back to when I was working a day job, working at Home Depot, and when I got moved to receiving, you know, pretty much I ended up becoming, I had to become the, I had to do the supervisor task without being supervisor pay or supervisor title, and I didn't like that shit. So when they would put an actual supervisor in there, they would always come in there, and they would try to be like, well, I'm a supervisor, so I know better than you. I'm like, motherfucker, just sit down and let me teach you so you don't lose us thousands and thousands of dollars in this bitch. So, a few. There was like, I feel like there was four Don Kanajis that I had to deal with at Home Depot. Bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I can think of one particular story. And
is it Brennan? I feel like it's Brennan right now.
not Brennan. I'll spare him from that. I'll say, I almost hesitate to call this person a Don Kanaji because they were a complete asshole. And I don't know if Don Kanaji's an asshole. But it was my first PA job ever, actually. And it was back in New York. I was fresh out of college, and like a production had set up in like the next town, and I'd gotten a job on it. I was flying, I was driving back and forth to it like 30 minutes every day or whatever, which back in New York is or at least in upstate is far. But it was an LA crew. Like, they had all come out. They were and used to a certain level of treatment, which you don't get in upstate New York. Like, they were talking to my buddy Bob, who was the other PA, just like, you think you can get us like a cell tower out here? Like, our cell signal's not that good. He's like, where do you think you are? Kind of thing. But I remember, you know, as a PA, one of the things you do, you usually get people's lunch orders. And you write it down. You write down what everybody wants so you don't get it wrong. I certainly learned as I went, you check the orders too. So I remember we had this one woman in the accounting department on this movie who was a real piece of work. And she thought she was very important, thought she was a very big deal. She was one of the more LA types in the crew. And I remember I got her lunch order one day. We were getting like Mexican food, and she ordered a burrito. And so I go get the food, bring it back, give everybody their orders. And I'm eating my lunch, and she bursts into the production office, just like, what is this? And I'm just like, that's the burrito you ordered. She's like, I ordered a quesadilla. Okay. We don't have time for like people to be messing up this stuff. You need to be checking in this thing. Our AD is in there. Our first AD, like the UPM, like all my bosses are in there. And she's like, you know, reading me the riot act for getting her lunch order wrong. She storms out of there. And I walk over to the trash where I had thrown away the order. I pull it out and I uncrumple it. And it says fucking burrito on it. Right. And I show it to everybody and I go, look at this. Like, you see what this woman did? She's screaming at me, like all this stuff. And the AD's just like, calm down, calm down. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go apologize to her.
Wow.
You're going to go say, I'm sorry. This was a mistake.
She was an accountant?
She was an accountant. She was our head accountant. And you're going to go apologize to her. And I promise you will have a friend like for the rest of the production. And I did exactly that. And accounting treated me very nicely the rest of that time. But it was swallowing a bitter pill that I was that took a lot to swallow, because I was like, I know what you ordered. You wrote it down. She wrote it down herself. It wasn't even like I took the order and I wrote it down. I handed her the paper, handed her the menu. She wrote it. But you know what? That was one of my first lessons in Hollywood and being a PA and just swallowing your pride, swallowing your ego. Just get the paycheck and move on to the next one.
So accounting treating you well means they made sure you were paid properly?
They made sure I was paid properly. I got a lot of nice advice. One of the other accountants was just like, if you're coming out to Hollywood, you should be an accountant, because nobody comes out to Hollywood to be an accountant. You will work every time. And there were some times I thought about it.
Yeah.
There were some times I thought about it. Because they also work on a production I'm getting into the weeds now, but on a production, the accountants, they work banker's hours. Mm-hmm. So when, like a lot of the other production, the rest of those people, they're working 12, 15, 16-hour days.
They'll be out.
They're in at like 9, and they're out by 4. Mm. They are done. The accounting department has the life.
All right. So they get them calls.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that's the last question, man. We're gonna go into our the best things that we liked about the episode, worst things, and then we're gonna give our scores out of a 9,000. Chaz, man. I mean, we didn't. We can't get your scores and stuff like that because you didn't really watch the 9-12. So we won't put that pressure on you.
I appreciate it.
We got Brennan's score.
I was like,
My bad. Brennan got what, 67.50? He said
67.50.
Okay.
Can I chime in a little?
Yeah, you can say what you like and what you didn't like about it. You don't necessarily have to give it a score.
Because out of that, I do remember, like, I remember, so I'm trying to go back to, like, I remember the big guy who, the demon.
Grand Fisher?
Yeah, because I'm starting to mix up Jujutsu Kaisen and Mob Psycho.
Some of the hollows kind of look like some of the, what would you call it, cursed spirits.
So then I was like, huh, let me try to separate, like, all these are all spiritual demons, and I'm just like, okay. Yeah. But, so something I didn't like is that, my man becomes, he's brand new, but he always keeps being able to be strong enough to defeat the whatever spirit.
You mean Ichigo?
Yeah, and I go like, I didn't see you take a real ass whooping. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I want to see you take a real, especially with a spirit that's like, I'm undefeated out here for 50 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I get that he has this inner power, right? That's like, well,
most of my characters have.
Right, right. But I'm also like, nah, man, you need some help, fam. Like, you don't have that yet.
Yeah.
And because you'll see it, like, also a little later on, too. But when, but I love the backstory with him and his mom, because he felt like he killed his mom, correct?
Yeah, right. He thought he was responsible.
He thought he was responsible for it. So, like, plot twist when it's like, yo, that's the dude? This is the one who took it? So I'm always like, yo, man, getting that vengeance means everything.
Yeah.
Especially in, like, Japanese, you know, like, whether it's a samurai movie, whether it's, you know what I mean? Like,
vengeance.
Yeah. Revengeance. It's like, I got to go honor my, you know what I mean? I got to go honor my fam, so... Mm-hmm. That's my light remembering of what I liked and didn't like about it.
Okay. For me, there wasn't too much that I disliked. I actually really liked these stretches of episodes. We got a Quincy. My favorite part was a Quincy, but it was also Chad, dog. Excuse me. Shit. Take three. it was Chad, man. I think, to me, right now, Chad might be my favorite character.
Really?
Yeah.
He's dope. When he was getting his powers, that was a great scene.
Yeah, because think about this. He's beating Hollows. He was beating Hollows without the power yet.
And without being able to see him.
Just the
punching.
Yo, point me in the right direction so I can whoop their ass.
All right. Yeah.
And he's whooping their ass. He's taking some beatings, too. But for a guy that doesn't have the power, I'm just like, yo, to me, I like that more right now. And not to take anything away from Ichigo, he's still dope as hell because he's about that smoke. But as of right now, I like Chad, and maybe this is a switch at some point. But yeah, all those things went well to me. The Quincy's, I think the pacing of it was pretty strong. The storytelling of it is not bad. The episode with his mom, like you said, is getting that closure. Because I'm sure a lot of us, if we're experiencing death, we all want that closure with anything. Mm-hmm. And so for this show to showcase that was pretty cool. And for me, I would say out of a 9,000, man, I got to give this a 7,400, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Rob?
I think there's a lot to like about the stretch. I really like Don Kananji. I remember I had a ton of fun watching that episode. It was, I think, the first episode that actually made me laugh. And the fact that he's like a, you know, pretty decent dude underneath it all is cool. What I also really like is that we are going to see his friends develop some powers too. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to see the team kind of get together. Like, we're going to see them kind of come up together, which I think is really exciting. Because if it was just Ichigo, I like Ichigo.
Yeah.
But I did want to see more characters like Chad, or I'm just like, let's see Tatsuki get some powers, because she clearly likes to fight as well. Like, she's martial arts trained, said she could beat Ichigo like every time. So, like, let's get these characters more involved so they're not just like being used for comic relief, or I'm not even looking at camera right now. But you know, I really like that we're getting more people involved. I think that's really cool. What I didn't like is, and I think I brought this up last episode, I feel like they're using this plot device as a crutch too much, where you're about to see somebody get the killing blow and then somebody arrives just in the nick of time. And I know that's a trope. Yeah. I know that's going to happen a lot, but they've already used it so much that, like, I don't believe it. I'm just like, I'd feel nothing when I see that happen now.
Yeah, the fact that they're having this many in 12 episodes, it's like, bruh, come on.
I like, especially after, I thought it was funny that Saito, like, kind of, like, got wounded and turned out he was just asleep and not really dead.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, after that, I'm not worried about anybody.
Yeah.
I'm just like, and maybe things will change. I'm sure, I hope, as we go on, like, we'll start to see a little bit more stakes and people are actually in danger. I'm not saying I need everybody to be killed off or whatever, but let's see a little bit more stakes. That's what I'd like to see going on right now, because right now I'm not worried about anybody. I'm positive every episode, good is going to win the day. Everybody's going to be cool, and we're going to kind of reset for the next episode. So I want to see a little bit more stakes. So that being said, I'm into it. I think it's a fun show. I think it's moving well and building well on the foundation of the episodes before it, doing really great world building stuff. I'm going to steal Brennan's score. I'm going to say 6750.
Okay.
Well, Rob, I will say that there are stakes, and you will get the stakes in season one.
Oh, okay. I'm with that.
Yeah, because sometimes they don't give
stakes to it.
Sometimes they don't give stakes until like the last season or some shit. Because it's like we're wrapping this up anyway, so people can go ahead and go.
No, there's been moments throughout the show where I'm like, someone's gonna die. Yeah. I'm not gonna say any more than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Right. So we're like I said, Patreon. Follow us. We're trying to get that cam, y'all. I'm gonna get that cam.
Yeah. How many subscribers are we at?
36.
Yeah, that's what I saw last time. Cool. So we're closing in on it.
What's the cam?
So everyone wants there to be a camera on me so they can see my face. And I said, if we can get 50 Patreon subscribers, then I will.
Yo, people been asking Cam since probably a couple years now. I'm trying to get Cam on camera.
Yeah. Even on Daddy Issues too?
I mean, Cam's been on this show once or twice.
Right.
Yeah,
been on
show. So you can
cycle
go to the
back in the episodes, guys, if you want to see my
face. But from my podcast to Daddy Issues, it's like, this is not camera. Can we just hear the voice?
Yeah. Can you just hear a chime in? Yeah. That was bad. And he just popped back out.
Because Cam didn't want a mic for the longest. I think I was the first one to got you a mic. And I was like, Cam, get on the mic.
Yeah.
Because Cam would just be like, so. No one can hear you, Cam.
Hey, guys. Yeah, that was me. It's just the voice in the corner.
Mic, Cam.
All right, well, next week, you guys, we got, a super dope episode for you guys lined up. But just understand, it's going to be a lot of spoilers.
Spoiler heavy.
Spoiler heavy next episode. We're going to be talking about Demon Slayer. We read the manga, so we're going to be going over the manga and our favorite things about it. The villains, the good guys, the bad guys, the pillars. All things anime.
So you're going like deep into the manga.
Oh, Cam!
So I'm gonna miss that episode.
Oh man, you're gonna have to like.
I'm gonna have a mirror tape that.
Set it and go.
Yeah, see if we can lock a mirror down. I guess.
Or I can just let it run and have one of you guys monitor it.
Close your ears.
Is Brennan even gonna be on it?
No, he can't. Well, he's out of town.
He can't be on it either.
Oh, you're right.
Brennan's gonna be out of town next week, so we're taking advantage of that. We're going spoiler heavy.
Has Ice read the manga too?
Yes, it'd be me. It'll be us three. Yeah. Yep. If we can lock Amir down ASAP,
You can't get him, I can get it so it's set up so you guys don't have to worry about like tech stuff.
Gotcha.
So we have to do. We would just do a three shot this whole time, like
do a single camera and then I can set the live stream up and let it roll. For
sorry,
you
Cam. I forgot.
I
wasn't even thinking about Cam.
Thank
about
you for
that,
saying ahead of time before I just showed up.
Cam was like,
talking about
dog, that would have been fucked
up. I completely forgot that. That would be
But yeah, it's gonna be a good episode, man. We're excited because we've been having our inner talks between us three and anywhere as ourselves about the manga. And now that season two is coming up in October, supposedly.
Yeah,
hopefully.
So they
say in October. Yeah, season two. We know what's going to go down already.
Yeah.
It's looking like they're not going to change anything. So if they're not going to change anything, it goes the fuck down.
Yeah.
It's going to be in season two.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be.
So if you've read the Demon Slayer manga or you do not care and you just want to know how it ends, tune in next week because we will be getting into all of it.
All right. So I'm going to give each other's names and stuff like that. Your ads. Go ahead, Chaz.
I'm Chaz Rogers on IG. You can watch my C Minus Society podcast, which I'll be having Keenan up very soon.
Yeah.
My frequent commenter is Cam. Cam's on pretty much, I think, every episode that I've done.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. We got Ice.McGowan at Ice.McGowan.
Damn.
We have Buffering all fucking episodes. Brennan is at Brennan. Brennan the best.
At
Brennan the best on Instagram.
Is that his IG name?
Yes.
It fits him. We know.
Right,
it fits him. Go ahead. Who's your shout out for this week?
I actually don't have an artist to plug this week. So what I'll say is, reach out to me on Instagram, RV Danger, or on Twitter, RVDanger44. If you're an artist, send me your stuff. I'd love to plug you on the show. If you have an artist, you know somebody, you got a friend, you could use a little free pub. Just if I like their stuff, there's no reason for me to not shout it out. So if you're an artist, let me know. Send it to me. Put it in the DMs. And I'll plug it.
All right, you guys. I'm Keenan Baker on everything. Make sure you join the Animation Patreon. Please join the Animation Patreon, man.
Yes, please.
Patreon.com/Animation, SHUN, man. Hit that Cash App, Animation Pod. Hit our Twitter, Animation Pod. Ask us questions on there. Talk shit to us. You know, we're going to be on there responding back. Yeah, man. And thank you for tuning in to another episode.
Wait. I got one thing to say.
Okay.
Four Eyes, you guys have been listening to the greatest fucking anime.
Oh!
Cam
dropped it. Yo, Ice. He. I forgot, to be honest.
Me too.
I forgot. So, good one. Brennan wasn't in the room. That's Ice's thing that he always says every episode is he'll say it in the middle because Brennan hates it. He just does it. He does it
because Ice was here and I was thinking.
Yeah, he was here.
Right,
you
know,
right. I was for a technical glitch. I said I would take on the responsibility.
Oh, you told him that?
No, I didn't tell him that.
Oh, but in your head, you were like, oh, I got
Cam.
I got
honorable, right
appreciate
here.
It.
Honorable Cam. All right, yeah. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.